Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so you're probably not going to like this next segment because it's a little interesting. One, we have two headlines that have to do with the boobies. One is breastfeeding may help a woman lower their risk for cognitive decline. On the other hand, there was a woman that re-induced her lactation so she could spice up her sex life. I don't remember ever being sexy when I was lactating. I don't see that as being sexy. But you know what? Everybody gets turned on by different things. I mean, I get turned on by Aragorn and Lord of the Rings or Michael Fassbender and Magneto. And some of you guys are looking at me like I am absolutely crazy and out of my flipping mind. But that's just me. I like Michael Fassbender and Aragorn. I think it's to me, that's what works for me. Okay? So first, new study suggests breastfeeding can help prevent cognitive decline. This is coming out of UCLA. I hate these studies because my breastfeeding days are over. When I saw this study, I texted my kids. I said, hey guys, if I could breastfeed, I won't get dementia. So, what do you say? What? Oh, hell no. Well, get out. Don't bother me. So, I don't know what to do. Even though I know there's a lot of opportunity, I guess, in the sex world of things to induce lactation, and I didn't even know you could do it. But researchers at UCLA conducted a study that found women over the age of 50 who had breastfed their babies like 30 years prior performed better on cognitive tests compared to women who never breastfed. According to the news release, they say while many studies have found that breastfeeding improves a child's long-term health and well-being, our study is one of the few that looked at the long-term health effects for women who had breastfed their babies. Yeah, one of the very few. I'm for breastfeeding. I think breastfeeding does protect against breast cancer. I think it's fantastic. But other than that, I mean, it just destroyed your body. I didn't even recognize my boobies. I was like, what the heck are these? You know, they look like, if you ever see those movies that kind of go back into Grecian times where people have those like water sacks, that's what they reminded me of. And yeah, I had to have surgery. I'm like, this is ridiculous. You know, there's no blouses or shirts or dresses that have below the waist bust lines. It just didn't work. My body was completely, you couldn't even identify, unidentifiable. So they say our findings, which show superior cognitive performance among women over 50 had breastfed, suggested that breastfeeding could be neuroprotective later in life. The study was titled Women Who Breastfeed Exhibit Cognitive Benefits After Age 50. And they found that there were biological effects, psychosocial effects, and that had long-term effects on the brain. We had a lower risk of postpartum depression. And they feel that if you have less risk of postpartum depression, you have less risk of cognitive performance. I never got postpartum depression, so I was really happy about that. But I did breastfeed, but not for long. I really wasn't making a lot of milk. And also, you're not supposed to drink if you breastfeed. So, you know, I'm like, okay, how much longer? Anyway, so they say participants of the study took a comprehensive battery of testing. They measured learning, delayed recall, executive functioning, Siri, revealed that those who breastfed at one point in their lives performed better in all four categories. So I would love to extend the breastfeeding. It's just I have nobody to breastfeed. So if anybody needs milk in their coffee, let me know. All right, so this one woman decides to spice up her sex life. And according to Yahoo News, she induced lactation in order to breastfeed her fiancé. I can't handle this. To me, that is a big turnoff. I don't know. But barely, one mother loved breastfeeding so much that she started to breastfeed her fiancé because her kids were weak. This is Lana Michaels, who lived in Spain. She relactated using an herbal supplement, which I don't have the name of. I'd be a little concerned that could be an issue with her health later, but they don't give us which herbal supplement. And they say the two are continuing this process because they claim it brings them closer as a couple. She missed breastfeeding. She nursed her son 11 years old prior. She said, I really miss breastfeeding and the feeling of it. I don't want to have another baby, and my children are way too old to feed now, but I like the idea of breastfeeding with Sean. Sean is her fiancé. They also want to try new things in the bedroom. And so there's a British documentary called I'm Breastfeeding My Husband. They are... Listen, power to them. They want to spice things up in the bedroom. If that's how they want to do things, if that turns them on, that's great. Me, I can't stand milk. I just don't... I've never liked the taste. I don't like milk. I like chocolate milk, but I just don't... I'm not... I think milk is disgusting. I'm not a fan. It's very easy for me to not do dairy because I just don't like the taste. I don't like the consistency. But it is very hard to get that lactation. You almost have to stimulate your pituitary. I worry about the health effects of that. And I'm going to look that up because if some of you are like, oh, yeah, we need to spice up the bedroom, let's do that. Can you hold off? Just hold off until I can actually look up and see if there's any major risks. I don't know if that's, to induce lactation, in order to lactate, that is a huge process, a huge process that is created from pregnancy. It's created during your body's transformation, destruction, while you are getting ready for a baby. You're supposed to house the baby. You're supposed to feed the baby. It's really, our bodies are amazingly engineered. I think it's fantastic the way God or nature has created our bodies. But I think when the babies are done eating and feeding, I don't think you're supposed to be out there feeding the world. Well, maybe that's what our job is. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel and Jason who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I hope we're making some headway with COVID. But interestingly, there is a jump in the number of people in China infected with bird flu. And bird flu is now becoming a rising concern among experts. They say a previously circulating strain appears to have changed and may be more infectious to people. And I know you guys are thinking gain of function, gain of function, gain of function, gain of function. I don't know. Could have naturally mutated, or maybe somebody is dinking around with the H5N6 subtype of avian influenza. I don't know. But we're being told by Reuters that China has reported 21 human infections with the H5N6 subtype, and this is compared to only 5 infections last year. They say numbers are much lower than the hundreds that were infected back in 2017 with H7N9. The infections are serious. They leave many critically ill. 6 people have died. That was of the age 7 and 9. According to Thies Kuchen, professor of comparative pathology at Erasmus University Medical Center in Rotterdam, the increase in human cases in China this year is of concern. It's a virus that causes high mortality. They say most of the cases have come into contact with poultry, and there are no confirmed cases of human-to-human transmission, according to the World Health Organization, which highlighted the rise in cases in a statement on October 4th. So, what's happening? Well, with avian flu, it's a virus that people can pick up when they touch an avian, poultry, bird, fowl. For them to turn around and send it human to human, there has to be some mutagenicity, there has to be some change in the virus that allows there to be that transmission to happen. Just because you could get something from a chicken doesn't necessarily mean you could turn around and spread it to something else. Now, you can spread illness to other people, like ringworm. You could get ringworm from your dog. Then you could touch somebody else, and then they get the ringworm. So there are illnesses that you can spread. But in terms of these viruses or plagues, it's rare. It happens, but it's rare. With coronavirus, they're still studying if you could actually get coronavirus from your pet and then you get it, because we know coronavirus can be spread human to human. That has been established. What they believe, though, happens is if your dog is, let's say, rubbing up against somebody that could have coronavirus, it's on their fur or on their mouth, and then you do kissies because they come over to your section of the couch, you could pick it up. But they don't believe somebody can infect the dog will get sick, the virus will take over the dog, and then the dog will breathe on a human. They don't believe that happens yet, even though animals have gotten COVID and have gotten ill. Remember they had to kill cats? Or there were some cats in a lab, and then somebody got their cat killed because they had COVID, and they, you know, the cat was running around the apartment complex, and people were nervous. So, sadly, in some countries, they just don't trust it. And they are taking precautions. But I don't think we're there yet to say that an animal could get COVID. We do know animals could get avian flu. Luckily with that, it doesn't take that step where it can spread person to person. So China, the World Health Organization actually, said further investigation was urgently required to understand the risk and increase in spillover to people. Since then, a 60-year-old woman in Hunan province was admitted to the hospital in critical condition with H5N6 influenza on October 13th, according to a Hong Kong government statement. They say human H5N6 cases have been reported. No outbreaks have been reported in poultry since February 2020. China is the world's biggest poultry producer and top producer of ducks. Both act as a reservoir for flu viruses. The Chinese CDC was unable to be reached by Reuters for comment, but a study published on the website last month said the increasing genetic diversity and geographic distribution of H5N6 pose a serious threat to the poultry industry and human health. What's because if an animal, if they think it's spreading among animals, they cull them, which is another word for killing. Avian influenza viruses constantly circulate in domestic and wild birds. They're supposed to rarely infect people. But they believe these viruses are evolving. And they have increased as poultry populations grow. So the larger the poultry populations, the more chance you have the virus to spread, the virus to grow, the virus to mutate. So whenever you have large numbers of viruses, it has that chance. They say the largest number of H5N6 infections have been in southwest Sichuan province, though cases have also been reported in Chongqing and Guangxi, as well as Guangdong, Anhui, and Hunan provinces. They say at least 10 were caused by viruses genetically similar to the H5N8 that, if you remember last year, ravaged across Europe last winter. It killed wild birds in China. So they think that the latest H5N6 could be a new variant. They say it could be that this variant is a little more infectious to people, or there could be more of a virus in poultry at the moment. And that's why more people are getting infected. So, yeah, when you have, you know, it's really interesting. Everybody thinks doctors and scientists and researchers are rocket scientists. We're not. Well, I'm sure many of you, not everybody. Okay. A very small proportion of the public thinks doctors are rocket scientists and researchers are rocket scientists. We're not. It's simple logic. We use simple logic. If you have a bunch of humans that are getting sick, either there's more exposure because there's more virus that's out there, either the virus changed to make it more susceptible, or there's a different activity those humans are doing. Why everybody's got their panties all up in a bunch with this one is because, you know, in China, they wear masks. The masks that might not be very effective. And so if you're starting to see an uptick in cases of something else, then you start to wonder. Or are other viruses allowing other viruses that were kept at bay to now grow? You know, we speak about, you know, women, let's say, getting yeast infections. And women don't understand how they'll take an antibiotic and then they'll get a yeast infection. They think the antibiotic gave them yeast. No, what happened is the antibiotic killed off bacteria in the vaginal area that kept yeast at bay. So it's a double negative. When you negate the negative, you get a positive. So you get this growth. And so a lot of times in nature, which is my frustration with a lot of public health policies and a lot of the ways we do things, is when you do something, you don't realize that there could be other consequences. So some people think we might have done ourselves in with flu because we didn't let ourselves have a flu season. I didn't miss last year's flu season. I didn't miss it one bit. I'm glad we didn't have much of a flu season. But I understand how some scientists are thinking, what did we do? Did we screw up? If the flu season is going to come back big and strong because there was the behavior of, okay, everybody has to wear a mask if you're vaccinated. Now that you're not vaccinated, you're good. Everybody go back to work, go back to parties, go back to whatever. And flu couldn't do what it needed to do. Flu wants to survive. Flu had time to get smarter. Flu wants to live. Flu will always live. Flu's not going away. So they think it's going to be more compensatory because our immune systems are down. I haven't had a cold since before COVID. Thank God I didn't get COVID, but I'm a little nervous that I haven't had a cold. You prevent me from getting a cold, what does that put me at risk for? So these are things that we have to realize could have consequences. But the way we do things in public health, the way we do things in the government, is we treat the problem here and now. And we hope that whatever decision we made is the best. Sadly, there could be consequences. So China does vaccinate, they say four of the Sichuan cases raised poultry at home and had been in contact with dead birds. Another of the cases that had the avian flu had bought a duck from a live poultry market a week before developing symptoms. Now, China vaccinates poultry against avian influenza, but the vaccine used last year may be only partially protecting against emerging viruses. It might prevent large outbreaks, but the virus may keep circulating. Meaning, just because a animal got the vaccine doesn't mean they're carrying it, just like the COVID vaccine. So we'll keep you guys posted on this, but this is obviously something that is a concern. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A high-level meeting is underway to decide if Pfizer's COVID vaccine for kids should get the green light. If approved by the FDA and CDC, 28 million children ages 5 to 11 could start getting COVID shots by the end of next week. Meanwhile, Moderna says it'll submit its kid vaccine data to regulators soon. The company saying it produced a strong antibody response that was 1.5 times what was seen in young adults. Soaring home prices may finally be cooling off just a bit. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index showing home prices rose at an annual rate of 19.8% in August, which is the same as the previous month. It's the first time the annual gain hasn't jumped since early 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans on Capitol Hill are speaking out regarding the record number of illegal immigrants entering the United States.
When you have more than 1.3 million people illegally crossing your border, they're not assimilating, they're not acclimating, they're actually not going to even show up for any of their hearings. Senator Tim Scott argued on Life, Liberty, and Levin Sunday.
We had a president under President Trump that wanted to secure our border. I supported and voted for more resources to build a wall so that you can control the inflow into your country.
Senator Scott claimed that the Remain in Mexico policy helped remedy the border crisis, but that the current situation is a Biden-made disaster. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Game 1 of the World Series between the Atlanta Braves and Houston Astros set to take place tonight in Houston. First pitch set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Washington Post reports that additional Medicare and Medicaid benefits may be whittled or cut as Democrats are trying to woo moderates. My question in all this is, why hasn't Medicare and Medicaid benefits been more robust since the beginning? And why are there cuts being made if our tax dollars were supposed to be going to them originally? According to the Washington Post, Democrats' sweeping plans to bolster Medicare and Medicaid benefits have been scaled back amid, quote, an assault by industry groups and opposition from centrists like Senator Joe Manchin, with, quote, popular coverage expansions likely to be narrowed in hopes of reaching a deal this week. I hate that verbiage. I, you know, it's acting like people are so bad with trying to cut trillions of dollars of spending in this new bill when we're facing financial collapse. And my question is, Medicare should have always had dental. Medicare should have always had hearing aids. I put thousands upon thousands of dollars into Medicare each year. I have been doing that since I've been working. Where's my flipping hearing aid when I need it? But apparently it doesn't. And so the only way Medicare is going to cover dental, cover hearing, cover vision, or expand those benefits is if Biden's bill comes into play. I just don't get that. So they say this proposal to expand is in danger of falling from the tax and spending package rapidly taking shape in Congress. They say a framework to expand Medicaid to cover Americans in a dozen mostly southern states have also been reworked. Now, Medicaid has been a cluster and a half because many of us supported the temporary expansion of Medicaid during the Great Recession and during the Obamacare years. If you got fired, your insurance should have never been resting on the employer's shoulders or on, resting on whether you have a job or not. So when people lost their job, they also, as a double whammy, lost their insurance. Bad system. Not for public option, but I think employers need to be kind of out of the equation. I think, health insurance and health plans should be something that we own, that we manage. So we make our own decisions on what coverage we want, etc. Another story for a different day. But Medicaid was expanded, and then I thought it was going to sunset. When jobs reopened and jobs were available, then people could get insurance or they could get Obamacare. But we had about 75 million people at the end of Obama's term and rising on Medicaid. This is Medicaid, and not leaving Medicaid. And more people are going on Medicaid. Now, that could be because the immigrants coming in. It could be a variety of reasons. But the Medicaid expansion was supposed to be temporary. It wasn't. It just grew and keeps growing. So when people say, Dr. Dahlia, we don't have enough money for Medicaid, well, why do we have so many people on Medicaid? Well, they can't find a job. Can you say that again? They can't find a job. There's jobs all over. There are people begging for people to work. There are businesses going under. Where's the jobs? This is such an assault on small business owners. You almost wonder if it's done on purpose. I just don't get it. So Medicare doesn't have enough of the proper benefits, and apparently it's the only way it's going to survive is with this $1 trillion tax and spending bill. And then Medicaid, too. They say drug pricing reforms have come under attack from pharmaceutical lobbyists. Some Democrats want to empower Medicare to negotiate the price of prescription drugs. So the issue with Medicare negotiating the price of prescription drugs is they have a lot of power. The more people on Medicare, the more power they have. But Medicare is notorious for either not paying or hardly paying. So I never negotiated with Medicare. I just had to take whatever rates they gave me. And they paid me 12 or 13 cents to administer a flu shot. The flu shot cost me more than that. And there was no, you couldn't call them. You couldn't. So we had to stop. We couldn't take a loss. We had to stop administering them. Unless we had a good year where we wanted to, as charity and as a charitable thing, provide them, but if somebody didn't pay cash for them, we took a loss. So Medicare negotiating, and if Medicare doesn't pay on every claim, and if they negotiate pennies on the pharmaceutical drug, then that means those drugs are going to need to get their money from elsewhere, and prices will go up elsewhere. It's a mess. They said if they scale back the proposal, which was expected to cut government spending by more than $700 billion over a decade, they say it would complicate Democrats' efforts to pay for coverage expansions. Now, Manchin told reporters on Monday, according to the Washington Post, that he had concerns about some of the Democrats' signature proposals, underscoring the fragile state of negotiations. He said you've got to stabilize Medicare's long-term finances before adding new benefits. He added that he thought the Medicaid proposal was unfair to states like his, which have already helped pay for the expansion of the program under the Affordable Care Act. So there has been this infighting over health care. Democratic leadership this month considered a plan to delay some of the party's health agenda till next year, including a plan to repeal a Trump-era ban on prescription drug rebates, hoping the election year deadlines would force lawmakers to seal deals that are currently proving elusive, they said. But, you know, cost of health care is a huge issue. And I know people want to blame Trump for that, but the cost of our health care rose with the ACA. When people have these high deductibles, and the deductibles have to pay for everybody's birth control and their mammograms and their, you know, their 10 essential things, which I think insurance should cover, but insurance companies were getting kickbacks from the government. They were getting subsidies from the government. So rather than keeping their rates the way they were, they upped their rates. So they got more money. That's a problem. I'm not a big fan of insurance companies. Because if you want to come to, let's say, me as a doctor, say, Dahlia, look, all right, can I just pay you $25 for the visit? If I don't have to pay a billing team, if I don't have to pay for billing software, if I don't have to take the risk of not getting paid and I could just get paid cash, I think a lot of doctors would take $25 for an office visit. But when you add everything, you know, staff pay, workers' comp, malpractice, all that, $25 doesn't cut it. So what ends up happening is patients have to pay for insurance. They pay for this insurance, asking the insurance to negotiate with the doctor, and then the insurance ends up paying the doctor $25. So you're paying the insurance company to do that. Maybe get rid of insurance, and we could save a crap load of money. Doctors in the olden days rarely needed staff, or if they did, just one staff person. And they could be seeing people for cash and not have to deal with insurance and all this other BS. But doctors' offices are businesses. And with businesses, there's all these fees and licensing and all these ways to nickel and dime. So they want to expand Medicaid. I don't know who the majority of the recipients are going to be, since there are jobs out there. Now people say, well, Dahlia, those who are disabled. No, those who are disabled are on Medicare. Medicaid is income-based. So why aren't they making incomes to not need Medicaid? Are there no jobs? There are jobs. So somebody who can't physically work would be covered by Medicare. They wouldn't be covered by Medicaid. Medicaid are for those who, sadly, their jobs keep them in an impoverished level or they aren't working. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the secret's out. You come to America, you get to the border, there's a good chance you're going to be able to get in, be released, told to follow back up with immigration services at a later date, say promise, cross your fingers, hope to die. And then just go and go to the U.S. Maybe an airplane will take you to New York or New Jersey. Maybe a plane will take you somewhere or a bus stop. But the secret's out. And as a result, there is a huge migrant caravan that is on their way, growing in size. I think it's now 30. I know it's over 3,000. I don't know if it's at the 4,000 mark yet. We're told they were organized via a QR code. Yesterday, they left the town of Huehuetan in the south of Mexico. They are, I think, on day 4 of their long trek towards our border. The caravan is made up mostly of Central Americans, South Americans, Haitians, It is the largest and most organized of its kind thus far this year. Participants registered to join via a QR code on October 15th. One migrant named William from El Salvador told Fox News, "Tell Biden we are coming." In fact, some of them are wearing T-shirts that say Biden Harris. So my guess is there are people there helping them, giving them free. I mean, you have a crowd of 3,000, and that's free advertising. Give out T-shirts, political T-shirts. This way people come and vote. It's so obvious. It's crazy. Video footage captured by Fox News show thousands of migrants, including small children, being pushed in strollers, walking north about 20 miles of Tapachula. One migrant was carrying a large wooden cross in the front of the caravan, while others carried American flags and signs with President Biden's name. And unlike the caravans that made headlines in 2019, this one they say is going to take longer. The Mexican government has banned truckers from letting migrants hitch a ride, so they are going to have to walk the entire 2,500 miles to the Texas border. Mexican officials told Fox News that there are more than 3,000 migrants in the caravan. They left Tapachula on the border with Guatemala back on Saturday. Within hours of their trek, they said the flood of migrants encountered a wall of Mexican Interior Police, wearing protective gear, wielding shields, but the security did not hold. Migrants forced their way through the blockade and continued on their way to try and seek entry into the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol announced Friday that there had been more than 1.7 million migrant encounters in fiscal year 2021. 1.7. This is broken records. There were more than 192,000 encounters in September alone. This is a slight decrease from the 200,000 in both July and August. But they say this is a sign that the border crisis is just continuing to grow. I don't believe Biden has gone to the border. Kamala went once. The Biden administration has blamed root causes like poverty, corruption, and violence. We do have poverty and corruption and violence here, too, but I get it. I get it. I'm a family of immigrants. I'm from a family of immigrants. I get coming to America as a safe haven. I get that. And I want America to be a safe haven for people. I do. But there needs to be management. There needs to be a process. You can't just overwhelm Border Patrol, and then have holes in the wall where people can come in. Because it's not just innocent people with kids. You have cartel. You have terrorists. You have people with criminal records. They could come into America and hide. They could even steal, in some cities, merchandise up to $1,000 and not get prosecuted. There's no management being done. Biden administration has pledged massive investments of taxpayer money to try and combat these root causes, which is nice, but I thought we're in debt. I thought we don't have enough money. So you're going to now take away from Medicare and Social Security and people that are citizens that have paid their taxes for that to exist for them when they're older, and shunt the money to people coming here illegally. That's not making a lot of sense to the average taxpayer. I want to help people. I want to help immigrants. I have no problem with part of our tax dollars going to a very proper immigration policy. But this is not that. Trump-era border policies like Remain in Mexico policy acquired asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while they awaited hearings. The Biden administration tried to terminate it. I think the federal courts prevented them from doing that, but they're bringing people in anyway. We're even seeing them fly people in. This is getting caught on camera. So obviously mainstream news isn't covering this. Apparently Fox News has reported that ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC has not informed any viewers that thousands upon thousands of people are coming to the border. If they stormed through Mexican police, will they have the numbers to storm through our already exhausted and very spread out thin border patrol that is not getting the aid they need to from the federal government? Now, mind you, I would love families with kids. Come on down. That's fine. We'll figure out how to, you know, there's jobs. We have jobs. We need people to work. I find a new home here, et cetera. But it's not women and children and their daddies. It's other individuals that are going to take advantage. We don't need the cartel in America to the degree that it is in Mexico. We're also trying to bring in all the Afghanistan refugees. We're going to be taking in, 120,000? We have a homeless population that we still haven't addressed. Don't you think we want to address the homeless population? Don't you think we want to address the crime that we have in America right now? So, I get that people are trying to go easy on Biden. They don't want to cover things. They don't want to make Biden look bad. They don't want to make Biden look incompetent. But we have a real difficult issue coming. And with migrants can come infectious disease, crime. We need to support a migrant coming with their family. We need to have education dollars. We need to have medical dollars. And what is the news covering? Unvaccinated Americans, and should they have access to the hospital? So an unvaccinated American citizen is going to get turned down for medical care, where an unvaccinated illegal immigrant won't. It has to be consistent. It has to be fair. It has to make sense to people. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. Border Patrol sources told Fox News that as many as 60,000 migrants are amassing on the Mexican side of the border and intend to enter the U.S. in the coming days. 60,000. Now, if they weren't called migrants, if we didn't know if they were women and children, and this was in the olden days, and you heard that there were 60,000 people coming towards your border, you would beef up security. You would build a wall. You would, no. So, and I get, most of us get our news from whatever the news sources give us, whatever the news sources feed us. That's where our news comes from. But our priorities really seem to be off. This is serious stuff. If Border Patrol's like, guys, we're going to have 60,000 people try to invade, then don't we need some assistance down there? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.